MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
A warm welcome, and let's start with this. The South African Reserve Bank announcing that the repo and prime lending rates will again be left unchanged at 8.25% and 11.75% respectively. Rhys Dyer, Chief Executive Officer of Uber Home Loans, says attention should now be focused on rate cuts to ensure pressure on household finances and further motivate prospective home buyers in what he terms a sluggish economy. He joins us now, and given that you believe rate cuts could motivate prospective home buyers in the stagnant economy, firstly, how significant a drop in rates would make a marked difference?
Jeremy, so when we went into that COVID period and rates dropped fairly significantly, as you recall, down to 7%, we saw an increase in our demand or application increase probably in the region of about 40-odd% at those levels of interest rates. So it is very, very sensitive to interest rates. And already we've seen, even when interest rates has been pointed towards interest rates holding, many, particularly first-time home buyers, have decided to come back into the market, you know, with a little bit of confidence that their repayment hopefully is not going to get any more expensive. So they sort of reached the top of the cycle. So it is very interest rate sensitive, but I think it'll need another 1 or 2% to really get the property market stimulated again.
Not necessarily realistic, though, in the current economic climate.
No, I think that's correct. I do think that, you know, I'm not an economist, but certainly all the people we speak to do believe that in 2024, we're likely to see rate cuts of ideally somewhere between 50 basis points and 1.5. So I do think it'll definitely be some respite next year as inflation sort of reaches that mid-peak, that sort of 4.5% and below. And yeah, we'll see a bit more activity next year, definitely.
But increasingly difficult for home or prospective home buyers, and particularly, as you say, in the early stages of getting into the market, given that consumers have got to manage the increased cost of living in tandem with home repayments. That squeeze is just getting tighter and tighter, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. As part of the inflation increase that came through in August, I think it ticked up slightly from 4.7 to 4.8. One of the drivers of that was municipal rates. So, you know, we are definitely seeing those items of home ownership increasing, and in many cases, well ahead of the official inflation rate. So, yeah, home ownership, and I guess in some cases, it's, you know, whether you're renting or buying, some of those costs are certainly escalating and making, you know, just living in a home, you know, significantly more challenging.
Is the stress across all sectors of the home market?
I think, you know, certainly the more interest rate sensitive part of the market is the lower end of the market. So you're definitely seeing less activity there and a lot more stress. But, you know, when you're chatting to the banks in terms of their credit loss ratios, it is fairly spread across the entire market, but definitely a little bit more pronounced towards the bottom end.
There's also this new trend of co-buying among friends and business partners in South Africa. Just explain to me again what it is in simple terms and why it's starting to find favor and if there are advantages in it.
It's probably still very in the early stages in the South African market, but it's gaining a lot of momentum in the US market. And we're certainly seeing some of our banking partners adapting to bring out product to allow customers to do this. So effectively what it allows, you know, where often spouses will buy a property together, and that's fairly common, but what's happening now is friends are getting together, or potentially, you know, brothers and sisters, etc. So multiple applicants on a home loan and multiple people buying a property, so 3, 4, 5, etc. And then obviously that significantly reduces the cost of ownership and allows for better affordability on home loans and debt, etc. So that definitely a much more common theme, as I say, mainly in the US. And also driven by the same issues, cost of home ownership and cost of debt and interest rates at the moment.
You can see the advantage to something like that, but it does come with its own set of risks, doesn't it?
It does indeed, especially when, you know, one party wants to sell and the others don't, etc. So, you know, we certainly advise our customers that are looking to do that to be very clear in terms of contracting upfront around how one deals with those issues. But yeah, even with a contract, it can be challenging at times. But I think for many people, you know, wanting to invest in property, certainly a great first step.
And another advantage you'll point out to me is the buy-to-let market hitting a new all-time high. Why is that?
Yeah, so I think it's probably a mix of business issues. So, you know, where first-time home buyers were a bigger percentage of our market 2 years ago when interest rates were low, we're seeing that sort of shift with less first-time home buyers and more buy-to-let homeowners coming through. And it's just, I think, a function of interest rates. But also, we've definitely seen a massive change in the Western Cape. So whilst our our overall numbers across the country are around about 10% of our applicants are people buying a property for investment. In the Western Cape, that's jumped up to about 35%. So 35% of our applications in the Western Cape are people buying investment properties. And that's the highest it's been, I think, ever in our 20-odd year history. So, you know, just pointing to, I think, people from all around the country seeing value in property in the Western Cape and allocating investment and funds down to that province.
It's
so,
not,
yeah, it's a marked difference.
It's not only value in the Western Cape, of course, because it also talks to general hesitancy in the home buying market in other parts of South Africa and attributed to social and, I guess, political uncertainty.
100%, yeah. I mean, if you look at our buy-to-let stats in Gauteng, as an example, it's less than 5% of people are buying buy-to-let properties in Gauteng. So it is definitely driven by those issues, and I think the Western Cape's been the beneficiary of some of those challenges in other provinces.
And Rhys, people are becoming better at long-term financial planning, you'll tell me, because first-time home buyers, let's get back to them, are also prioritizing deposits.
When we're in that low interest rate environment, I think our average deposit was about 4 or 5%. It's headed up close to about 10, 11% now. It's a combination of two things. So where you can put down a deposit, definitely the bank will look at you slightly more favorably and you'll get a better rate from a bank. So there's that advantage, especially over a sort of 20-year term. But then also in some cases, without the deposit, the customer just doesn't have the affordability to repay the home loan. So in some cases, it's almost forced, where if you don't have the deposit, you're not going to get the home loan. So it's a combination of those things. But we're definitely seeing more and more customers applying deposits, and clearly that helps from a rate perspective.
And just a quick one in conclusion, if you can look into your crystal ball, we've spoken about the resilience of the home loan market. Are you able to look out 18 months, 2 years, and give me a sense of where things might be, considering as we started this conversation with potential interest rates cuts, but also ongoing inflationary pressure?
Yeah, Jeremy, the sort of 2 years over COVID, 2020 and 21, I think were exceptional years for the property market. I don't think we're going to see those years return in terms of volumes again soon. What we were seeing in sort of 2017 to 2019, I think we'll get back there. I think we'll see, in terms of activity from where we are now, probably a 10 to 15%, even potentially 20% pickup over the next 18 months to 2 years. But it's still not a hugely active market relative to where we were, you know, sort of back 2 years ago.
Rhys Dyer, thank you very much indeed.